Did your favorite NFL team win the Super Bowl? No? Then the NFL Draft is your Super Bowl. I'm Danny Heifetz, and from now until the draft, we are turning our fantasy football show feed into the Ringer NFL Draft Show. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we talk about the top players and most important storylines for the NFL Draft. So join us on the Ringer NFL Draft Show.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
The majesty.
Oh my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
A 1000% confirmed.
Mage. Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Mage.
Male.
Major.
Mage.
It's still rooted.
Mage.
Male.
Major.
Mage.
It's still rooted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shout out to that guy,
I like a delicious chicken.
It was repot.
It's professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's number one sports and recreation podcast, Cheap Heat, coming to you live from a 2023 Mercedes-Benz. Well, what series is this? The Cheap Series. What's the C Series?
Yeah, C-class. It's the C. I had a C.
Of course, when you were he had this car when he was 21 years old. Anyways, I'm your forever 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg. I am joined by 35 at 35 Dipperstein. We are currently on 87 North, heading towards Albany / Montreal. I'm very excited. I have to admit, for this episode, as excited as I've been for an episode in some time. Let me just explain real quick before we get to the wrestling of it all. Dipperstein had to come east for some things for a couple of days. And he said he was flying back out Monday. And he said, do you want to hang out? No, he didn't say that. He goes, Friday I'm going to come to the city and then we'll do the Rosenberg thing. And I said, well, there's only one issue with that, is that Rosenberg is going to Montreal for the Elimination Chamber. And I said, you should come with me. And Dipperstein said, you know what? That's exactly what I'm doing. And he bought airfare to be on the same flights as me so we could do the Montreal thing together. So Dip could exhale from his very strenuous Hollywood agent life for a couple of days. And then this morning, I don't even know, Dip, if you haven't got an alert to this, because I don't know, I don't think you were checked in yet.
No, I was alerted. There was an alert.
You got an alert.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I checked in. I had the boarding pass, sent it to Dip. And moments later, I get a thing. Inclement weather. Your flight's been canceled. At which point, I look and see that we're looking at severe snow. Basically from Thursday night, through Friday, essentially?
No, through Saturday morning.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So I start talking to my wonderful person who handles everything at WWE regarding travel and broadcasters, Sue, who is an angel of a human being. And I said, what do we do here? And we talked through options. And to make a short story long, Dipperstein and I jumped in the car after the K-Show Thursday night, and we are making the towns, as they say, driving in the dark on 87 North on our way to Montreal for Eliminate Chamber Elimination. Dip, how are you?
Let me tell you, I love Canada. I always loved Canada. I'm telling you, there I could live there in seconds.
Oh, yeah.
If necessary. And there's a few reasons why I would. I'm not going to, you know, spew my political beliefs here. But
is it America plus or America adjacent? That's
in some ways, it's America plus, and in some ways, it's America adjacent. I'll tell you the one of the reasons I think it's America plus is because in Canada they started the bring the little credit card thing to the table to pay right there.
Wow,
I love the pay right there thing.
How do you know that?
I've been going to Montreal. I've been to the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival many times. I've been going for about 10 years. I haven't been in a few years now, but you know, because of COVID, etc. But Canada is a pioneer in the bring the credit card thing to the table industry.
The bring the credit card to the table thing industry?
1,000%.
I did not know it started there.
I will tell you, it is America minus in that in a lot of the public restrooms, there are no partitions in Canada.
Oh.
Which is a big deal. You need a partition, obviously. And by the way, I'm not crediting myself for this joke. This is a Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David thing.
And for the record, though, I mean, there are places in America that don't have the partition.
I mean, yeah. So, you know, Canada has a mix of things that are America plus, America minus. But in any case, I could live there 1,000%.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place. I've been going for years.
Oh, yeah.
I've only been to Montreal, though, once.
I've been
to Toronto a gazillion times. I've only been to Montreal once.
I feel great about the drive. I mean, this is there's no turbulence, first of all, on the drive.
Zero turbulence.
There's no turbulence. The roads are beautiful on 87 North.
Tomorrow's going to be the interesting day. So it says, as we're talking to you guys right now, and you'll probably figure this out as it will be probably the length of the podcast. It says we have 43 minutes till we arrive at the hotel that we are staying in Saratoga Springs.
I mean,
and then it says, you want to keep going?
It's beautiful weather.
We have to check. We don't know where the snow starts.
It feels like we just got in the car.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're doing well right now. You know what's going to happen, though? If we decide we're good to keep going, the second we go past Saratoga Springs, we're going to go, I feel tired.
Maybe we'll find the Red Roof Inn somewhere on the way.
You know what I would be? I would be willing to search through hotels like in the area and see if there's another option a little further.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make it into Montreal tonight. That would be 1 a.m. I can't do it. I need to sleep. I need to do some morning show. We'll get coffee. We'll start the day like gentlemen. I'll send the show off to Brian Waters, who will get it uploaded.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Everything we're saying to you guys right now, by the way, in future tense, is now all past tense because you're hearing it right now. But I'm very excited. I imagine you guys listening right now, I'm sensing the joy in the Peckerheads, knowing that it's just Rosenberg and Dipperstein on the road. And we're going to get into the chamber elimination. And the timing's fantastic, too, because this was a bizarro week of Cheap Heat. Because instead of getting the Tuesday episode, we did a reversal. Because when I was offered Cody Bartholomew Rhodes, I took him right away, and we aired it on Tuesday. Of course, you know Cody loves doing the rounds. So he did a bunch of stuff. I knew I had to get mine up as soon as I could. That's what she said. So I did. And I hope you guys enjoyed the Cody interview. I certainly did. I hope it was competitive with the other Cody interviews that were done that day. I think we covered some real ground. I was psyched about it. But now it gives us an opportunity, Dip, to talk about the pay-per-view. What are your teas?
I want to just comment how smooth this highway is. I mean, I've never seen a highway this smooth in my life.
It's some of the best paving I've seen. They're paving and paving up.
Oh, they're paving up a storm. I mean, they see one little thing, they're fixing it immediately.
They're immediately shutting
down
the road.
It's like a golf course fixing the divots.
Yeah, by the way, this is the equivalent. This golf course, this highway, the golf course equivalent. It's like when you get to a golf course and the fairways are just perfect. The greens are perfect.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
It's a beautiful. It's like Pebble Beach out here.
Yeah. It is. It's Pebble Beach of Jays.
So, let me say another thing about the driving on highways.
But guess what? No pebbles. Not a pebble to be seen.
No, I don't like driving on highways. I don't like driving in general, as many people
and
know.
You're a terrible driver. Continue.
Terrible, terrible. No sense of direction whatsoever. See, but
literally, he's gone.
He's
missing turns. He's lost.
I've never seen this part of the country. I've never driven around Buffalo or any of these Fakakta freezing cold towns.
Let me see if it's gotten colder, by the way.
Oh, it's got to be frigid. Oh, my
God. It's colder than when we left. Yeah. Yeah. It's colder than New York City.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you like, yeah. I don't know, like, what are your teas about this weekend?
I've never been more excited. I got to be honest. This is like WrestleMania.
For the bagels? For the Montreal bagels or for Chamber Elimination?
It's just nice to have a couple of days in an yep. area that I'm just generally unfamiliar with. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I need to do that more often. And here I am driving on a whim in the car with Peter Rosenberg, a very famous, very talented broadcaster.
Thank you.
Who loves wrestling. Wrestling's great.
Wrestling is great.
And on a whim, I decided to do something for myself. Here we go.
I'm very proud of you.
And wait, as many people would say, let's go.
And you hate it.
I'm not a let's go guy.
All right, I have two things to say back to back. Number one, you're reminding me, like you're doing this craziness. You're reminding me of one of my favorite movies that I made you watch recently and you fell asleep through. What About Bob? Mm-hmm. When he's like, I'm sailing. I'm a sailor. And he's completely just tied. They have him tied up to the mast. That's you. Like you're so excited that you're doing this crazy thing. You're letting go. Bob's wearing the shirt that says, don't hassle me. I'm local.
Yeah,
that's you. You're on vacation. And also, I meant to tell you, we had a conversation today on Hot 97. Everyone who listens, not everyone, but a lot of you know, we do this thing called Whitish Wednesday on Wednesdays. We introduced a new thing that's starting next Thursday officially, where every Thursday between now and August 11th, we are adding two hip hop songs to the 50 greatest hip hop songs ever made because it's Hip Hop 50 on August 11th. So every week we're going to vote on songs. The audience will vote on songs. And we've spent the last month gearing up for this by just talking through different things that could get there. So today's theme was remixes. What are the best remixes of all time? And Ebro made reference to the fact that Puffy had an album called We Invented the Remix.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Puff Daddy, he says he invented the remix. And I said, the album shouldn't have been called We Invented the Remix. It's ridiculous. He didn't invent the remix. The album should have been called We Like Remixes. Remixes are great.
Yeah.
Because it's true. He didn't invent it, but they did a great job with the remix.
Yeah. What's my favorite hip hop remix? Wow.
You'll be amazed at how many come to your mind.
I mean, there's one that is just a kind of a, it's not a deep cut for like Southern hip hop lovers, but probably my favorite hip hop remix is the Draped Up remix by UGK.
Wow, I didn't even. Who's on the Draped Up remix?
Zero, Paul Wall.
Wow.
You know, Lil Kiki.
Oh, it was a Lil Kiki verse.
Yeah. So anyway, it's Bun B, obviously.
The only Southern record, I think we were very East Coast biased today.
Yeah.
I think the only Southern record we put on it was Go Crazy, Jeezy and Jay-Z.
I once wrapped the entire Draped Up remix with Machine Gun Kelly and Slim.
Were they in my car? Was MGK very into Draped Up remix?
Oh, yeah. He knew every word, too. And really? Slim knows every word to every hip hop song.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now, which I'm not embarrassed to say, but I don't even, in my mind, I don't know what Draped Up remix
we're gonna,
we'll
like. Listen to it at the end of the pod. It's like it's a hardcore rap song. It's awesome.
Yeah, we were going, obviously there's more East Coast slanted, so there was a Flava in the Ear remix, Quiet Storm remix with Lil Kim.
Of course, Quiet Storm, of course.
I did Scenario
the
remix.
Storming and Storming.
Yeah, Up a Storm.
Anyway.
So let's get to the Chamber Elimination. I guess I'll ask you this question. Is there anything that you would really want to discuss with regard to Elimination Chamber that's not Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns?
Yeah, I want to say this, what I'm seeing a nice amount of right now. My levels look a little low there. Is that
because my voice is always louder than anyone else. It's okay.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, I feel like WWE right now is making a pretty solid concerted effort to rebuild the mid-card. And you see that with Gargano, with Bronson Reed. I think they're using Austin Theory as the Intercontinental Champion as an opportunity to actually build a real mid-card again. And I applaud that. Because for years, it was like, it's The Miz and, a couple others or whatever, Dolph, whatever. But now I do feel like there is a good cast of characters in the mid-card, and I'm excited about it.
That, you know what? And by the way, this is basically a mid-card pay-per-view outside of the Roman vehicle.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the idea of having like a mid-card chamber, and like there's been some mid-carders in the chamber before, but this is all mid-carders.
Yeah, it's the mid-card chamber of the Cinch.
Confirmed.
Do you have the whole lineup in front of you?
Yes, I do. My screen went blank, but let me pull that up.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably go over this, seeing as, by the way, I'll be on the wonderful kickoff show.
Start with Roman Sammy. You know, look, Roman, in my opinion, retains. I don't think that's even a question.
Let's get to Roman Sammy last. Okay. That's what I'm most passionate about.
All right, let's talk about the chains.
Yeah, the chains of elimination.
It's for the United States Championship.
That's the U.S. Championship.
Austin, which is, you know, by Intercontinental a few minutes ago, I meant United States.
Did you say, I didn't even know.
Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Montez Ford, Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed. The mid-card of the Cinch, even though I would say Seth Rollins is not mid-card.
Well, yeah, Seth is the one lending.
But like today,
and by the way, Montez won't be mid-card forever, but he is right now, of course, as well. Austin Theory defending against God, there's so many interesting opportunities here.
I would say that Montez comes off as the star in this match.
But
I
doesn't
think
win.
They're giving him this sort of singles opportunity, but Austin Theory is likely the winner of the chamber elimination. He retains, and that's that.
But then what stories are created here? Because you would think something for Mania has to get made in this match. Like an Austin Theory simple retain to me doesn't quite make sense. Obviously, Bobby Lashley has moved on from the U.S. Championship at this moment, right?
I mean, I don't. I disagree with you. I don't think anything will come out of this match except for Austin Theory retaining.
Really?
I think they make a lot of people look good, people who they're looking to push in the near future. Bronson Reed, Montez Ford.
But what about Seth? No story for. Could we get like, is Seth Theory going to be a thing at Mania?
No. You're going to get Seth and Logan Paul.
Right.
So.
Right. We already know that.
There's that.
Sure.
I think we can move on already. The women's elimination chamber?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think that through, but I think you're probably right. It'll just be an opportunity to make all of these guys more credible heading towards Mania. I would love, of course, if somehow something interesting with Montez were to happen as a single. But go ahead. Yes, let's go to the women's chamber elimination. And this is for the opportunity
at the Raw Women's Championship.
At Bianca. That's right.
You have Asuka, Liv Morgan.
It's the new Asuka.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
By the way, Mage. I don't say like Mage, but like.
No, it's something.
The pain is Mage.
And it was the needed something of the Cinch.
Asuka, Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya, Carmella. I think it's Asuka.
It's got to be Asuka, right?
Of course.
It's not Liv getting a shot at Bianca.
No.
It's
not Nikki.
It's not Nikki.
Raquel's not ready. Natalya is feuding with Shayna Baszler.
Carmella. Unlikely.
Not unlikely.
I think I'll call the dark horse. I think you're correct, Asuka, and I'll go with the dark horse being Raquel.
Yeah, agreed. I don't even think that's a question.
Okay.
You have Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn and Rhea Ripley. I got to tell you, I think we got a Finn Rhea Ripley win here. What are your T's?
I don't know. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Edge and Beth to get the win, angering the Judgment Day, and them ending up challenging for something else at Mania. I think with Edge and Beth together, because remember, the last time we saw Edge and Beth together in a real way, it was a concerto to Beth and an absolute disastrous night for Edge. Don't see them losing again in back-to-back.
Maybe not. I just don't think. I don't know if they're that like invested in Beth Phoenix winning a match. I think Edge has to pin Finn. Maybe Edge pins Rhea.
You can't. They're not. It's a regular mixed tag match. Right. They can't do that.
All right.
What,
so
are you, an animal?
It's Edge pinning Finn. It's not Beth pinning Rhea.
It reminds me of the mixed tag match I was watching today from, I believe, mid 2002, perhaps. Spike Dudley and Trish Stratus versus Molly Holly and William Regal.
Wow.
Wait for this, though. And this is a random Raw. With Regal's European Championship on the line on one side and Trish's Women's Championship on the line on the other side, which was pretty cool. A guaranteed title change is pretty neat.
Something.
I fell asleep. I didn't see who won, but it was something.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I've been watching, for some reason, I decided, someone posted a picture. Like, I don't know why I started thinking about Ric Flair, the GM, but I started thinking about Ric Flair, the GM, and how I liked the fact that Ric Flair, the GM, still dressed well, but he did a different version of how he dressed. He didn't do, like, the I'm trying to be the coolest guy in the room suit. He did, like, I'm a guy at work suit. He, like, changed his look just a bit.
You know what I mean? I like that.
It was like a sport coat and slacks, but he still looked nice. I was just thinking about how I liked Flair. I really think he was sort of underrated in that role. Like, he had nuance in that. So I went back and started watching that period and what's going on at the time that I'm watching.
What year is this?
01 into 02.
Right.
Flair has the match with Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yep.
After the match with Undertaker WrestleMania, he becomes the Raw GM.
Went up 10, 15 minutes.
Did we just lost 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Did I miss something? No, I didn't miss anything.
It just went up. It was 30 minutes. Now it's 43 minutes.
And I didn't miss anything. Did I miss something? Was it time to get off the road? Is that possible? Oh, you know what? This is upsetting. But good news for the audience, because it probably means they're getting 10 more minutes of podcast.
I thought we paused just now.
No, I didn't pause.
No.
You mean because I said let's pause?
Yeah.
Did you think I was just speaking casually, extemporaneously about Ric Flair?
No, I knew it.
With that much passion?
I'm confused about what just happened on this route.
I had... hold on. You were looking at the screen. Was my mileage all the way down? Or no, it couldn't have been. Like, I think that... It didn't, and a traffic thing didn't come up saying, like, oh, there's now an accident reported.
No.
Well, listen, this is unfortunate. Ric Flair has a match with Undertaker. He's GM. Undertaker starts feuding with Austin. And Hogan, who's Hogan going at it with?
It said that you were getting off at like the Montreal exit,
and we didn't do it.
It's just changed
again.
No, it just changed.
You can't stop thinking about this, can you? It's over. We lost the 10 minutes. We're never getting them back. I have to wake up for work tomorrow. You don't have to get up for anything. At what time? No. Your whole life. It's only 10:54. But by the way, I'm driving and and leading this podcast. I need you to keep an eye on the map. I mean, you're not. Isn't that the job?
Yeah, I'm just a little confused about what happened.
But it had to be that I missed the exit. Had to be. I mean, I didn't think
so. There was no exit. I don't even see an exit. What, are we driving into the wilderness? We're driving into the forest.
That's a good point. I didn't see an exit either.
Are we near the Pine Barrens?
Pine Barrens Plus. It was just an insane time. Like, can you really process that at this time the show is... Here's who's active in the show and big. Undertaker, Austin, Flair as GM, Rock, Prime, Hogan, back, Hall, Nash, X-Pac, all there.
Well, that was 02. Yeah.
They're all, everyone is there. This is.
That was one of my favorite times ever. I remember I was still sort of having pay-per-views with all my friends at my house and it was still, you know, we were still doing that at my house.
It's insane.
It was like, I remember the card being like one Royal Rumble or one, there was a pay-per-view that they did a one-off with. And the card was insane with like Hall and Nash and Triple and all these people at the same time. It was Austin versus Hall. I mean, what pay per view? That was a Mania.
Yeah, Mania was Austin versus Hall.
Yeah,
Rock Hogan.
Yeah, I remember that time.
And it's an insane. I mean, listen, there are a lot of times that are crazy, and when you think about how many active people are around at a certain time, you'll go, "Oh my God, wow!" But at that time, you had absolute studs from the 80s. Dude, Mr. Perfect came back. You had absolute...
Yeah, this is when the plane ride from hell was.
And Brock. Oh, I didn't say Brock. And Brock and Heyman. So you have Brock and Heyman, Hogan, Austin, Nash, Hall, Trish, Lita, Hardy Boys. It's an insane, insane time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you...
Dudley's...
I think I might have said this on the podcast in the past, but... Around that time when it was late 2001, I believe, and the NWO was coming back to WWE, the Lonely Road of Faith video that, you know, I believe Ric Flair introed about, you know, not bringing these guys back. And he was on Raw 1 week and he was like, you know, bringing these guys back is going to ruin wrestling. I saw what it did to WCW and blah, 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 blah. And then they show this. You know, this video that was an incredible montage, and it was to Kid Rock's Lonely Road of Faith, and it just like showed all these incredible highlights of wrestling up until that time, and then like at the end, like, you know, when the song goes dark, like in the different part of the song, they have the NWO like stuff, and it's like them like destroying WWE, whatever. But it's one of the greatest, most emotional wrestling montage videos ever made. If anyone remembers this, you can find it on YouTube. Type in WWF Lonely Road of Faith or whatever you need to get it to come up. It is. I used to watch it over and over. It's one of the most emotional videos of wrestling montages ever. Little nugget there for the
thank you for
the Peckerheads.
I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, dude.
It's an amazing time. In fact, I would almost say. At some point, I'm not saying when. Will you put this Popeye's Diet Coke cup in your door, please?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I would even go as far as saying that one day, I believe there should be a cheap heat, like we go on a run of actually making the secondary episodes like a follow-along of 2002. Because it's kind of hard to believe it ever happened. It's like it's mind blowing to me. All right, Dip, let's keep going on with the card.
You got Bobby and Brock.
Bobby and Brock. What's the stipulation?
Is there a stip?
Is there a stipulation or
No stipulation?
No stipulation?
No, there's no stipulation.
Well, listen. I mean,
does this end in a schmoz? This is a schmozzle, I think.
It all depends.
I'm sensing schmuzzle.
Let me tell you what it depends on, in my humble opinion. Do they have a plan for Brock beyond Bobby Lashley?
I think it's Brock and Bobby at Mania.
If it's Brock and Bobby at Mania,
schmuzz.
It's a schmuzzle, and then they add the stip comes at Mania.
Yeah, the stip will come at Mania.
Can I tell you it would be Mage, by the way?
Loser leaves WWE?
No.
Okay.
I've enough with Brock leaving WWE. I really... Yeah. And it would be crazy for Lashley to leave. He's the most over he's ever been. I mean, this version of him
God,
is...
His promo last week was rough. Oh, God.
He's hit or miss with the promos.
He's so nervous. And he's so Mage. I mean, can you imagine like a guy that size that looks like that being nervous?
If only they had someone who would like make sense to be with him to talk. Who could that possibly be? Oh, yeah.
Montel Vandavia's partner?
Oh, yeah, they do. I forgot about that.
He is a great guy.
A great guy confirmed. So here's my thinking, though.
How desperate are we to see a cheap heat sign in Montreal this week?
Oh, I'll be so mad.
Oh, we got to see a... We got to see a... I want to see a cheap heat sign in French.
Then you wouldn't be able to read it.
What is cheap in... What is cheap in French? How do you say
what
cheap
is heat
in French?
In French?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be tough for us. By the way, you excited about bagels or like what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I want to have the highest level bagel.
We're going to have the highest.
We're level. The highest level people, and we deserve the highest level bagel.
I have a recommendation from Ariel Helwani, and then I have a recommendation from our very own Zach Linder. The tremendous bagel options. Don't you worry about that. So here's my thing. If Bobby and Brock continue, how about this? How about go old school, throw them in a friggin' big blue cage together at WrestleMania? What are your tees?
Chaleur Bon Marché. Cheap heat.
Oh, that sounded beautiful. I'm sure you said it exactly right.
Yeah. Chaleur.
Oh, it sounds great.
Oh, thank you so much.
What, do you hear what I just said?
No.
If they continue the Bobby and Brock thing into Mania, let's put them in the big blue cage and call it a day.
Oh, that would be so mage. Oh, my God. I would love that.
Bobby and Brock in a... By the way, damn it, that's something. These two behemoths in a cage. Ah,
Bobby and Brock in a cage makes sense.
Right?
For Mania, yeah.
At that point, it would have been going on for months. Bobby, Brock has tormented Bobby, cost him the U.S. title. Bobby tossed Brock from the Rumble. Then something happened. Oh, you know what the schmoz here is?
What's the schmoz?
Oh, you know, I got the schmoz for you. Did I just miss it again?
Yep.
All right, now we're going to have to pause. So I have the perfect schmazole situation for you.
Tell me about the schmazole situation.
Oh, how about the Hurt Business comes back together and beats the living hell out of Brock Lesnar?
That'd be a nice schmazole.
And
they hinted at it for weeks already.
And then we roll into Mania with Bobby surrounded by the Hurt Business again and Brock trying to, against all odds, find a way. I think it's something.
I'm here for it.
Would love it. But again, you wonder whether there's some other bigger play for Brock in their eyes that's out there. You know what I mean?
There is no other bigger. I mean, Brock has beaten or wrestled everyone who's mage, except for Logan Paul.
And I don't need
and
that.
And Bad Bunny.
I don't need Logan Paul. I don't need Bad Bunny.
Do we think that Bad Bunny becomes part of the Judgment Day? He makes the final judgment.
No.
What does Bad Bunny do at Mania this year? Who does the Bunny face?
You think Bunny has a match?
I think Bunny has a match, and I think he's eating carrots before and after the match.
I don't know if I...
He definitely has a match.
What do you mean definitely?
He's going to have a match.
You're hearing that?
I'm hearing a Bunny match.
You're hearing things.
I'm hearing nothing. So this is speculation.
I just don't... yeah, maybe he will. And I don't know who that would be. I see now. Thank you. Dip now is pointing to me. Oh, wait. Nope, not yet. Where are
Schnowowie. We? Schnowowie Ave.
Where the hell are we?
I mean, this is...
We're 30 minutes...
There's something going on.
Yeah, we're 30 minutes from Saratoga Springs.
Should we... Are we stopping?
No. Stopping where? Oh, what, you mean on
tonight,
our...
right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? We got to stop.
Well, how far are we from...
How much further from Montreal?
Yeah.
I think it's two. Will you check on your phone?
Let's stop and get a drink somewhere.
We have 32 minutes left. We're almost there.
Are they taking us through the back roads?
I don't know what's going on here. After that craziness earlier.
3 hours, 34 minutes. Oh, my God. 3 hours, 34 minutes to Montreal.
The possum of the sense. You see that thing?
No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see the possum.
A gargantuan pug rat. Ugh.
You're not a big possum guy.
I don't like the spelling of possum. I don't like the look of the possum. Wait, it's how far?
3 hours and 35 minutes.
From where we are now?
Yeah.
Not from where Saratoga Springs, where the hotel is?
No.
So it's going to be right at 3 on the dot. Okay. We can't do another 3 now. We're not doing another 3.
It's up to you. You're driving. I could do it in 2 seconds. I could sit.
You could do another 3.5 right now?
Yeah.
Well, all you're doing is sitting there.
Yeah.
So I guess that's not that hard.
No.
No,
I'm tremendous at sitting.
We have 20 miles left, and we're there.
I'm one of the great sitters of our time.
Yeah, I've seen you. You're sitting.
Why stand when you can sit? Oh. I think that was Mark Twain.
Yeah, what a great point by you. All right, so we're through Bobby and Brock. We're thinking schmoz. But again, I'll change that to a Bobby win. I'll say this. If Brock beats Bobby clean 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring, to me that says Brock has someone else big for WrestleMania. Don't know who that would be.
Agreed.
But that's my thought.
Agreed.
All right, so what else?
That's it. Then we have
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yep.
You said it's the men's chamber, women's chamber, Brock, Bobby.
Yep.
Keep going.
Edge, Finn, Beth, Rhea.
The mixed tag.
That's it. Sammy and Roman.
I wonder, do you think that on Friday night we'll get another match? Some sort?
I'd like to see Bray Wyatt out there, you know?
It's hard to imagine. I mean,
Kevin Owens
doesn't have a thing?
No. Are we seeing Bray Wyatt at this event? We got to see something new with this.
I know.
What's going on?
I know. People were upset with you last week saying there were people criticizing you and the Fiend storyline.
Here's the thing. To me, it is something. A macabre storyline with Finn Balor, or excuse me, with Finn Balor, with Bray Wyatt is interesting. No matter what, in my opinion. And I took a lot of heat for the Cody Rhodes comments that I made.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just say about Cody Rhodes.
People are disgusted with you.
I'm not like a gigantic personal fan of Cody.
Okay.
But it's really nice to see a new main eventer. Yeah. Like, I think I said this when he first came back. I mean, the organization is in desperate need of a new main eventer and a main event picture that's sort of red hot. And they have that now with Sammy and with who I think, you know, look, I mean, this is the year of Sami Zayn. I mean, he's
zaning and zaning.
He's exceeded all expectations we'd ever had for him as a wrestler or as a WWE personality. But Cody Rhodes being at the top of the card, people love him, kids love him, whatever it is, it's nice to see a new main eventer just sort of arise in WWE.
Did you happen to see the terrific interview he did with Peter Rosenberg this week?
No.
Oh, it's something.
I need to watch it still. I still need to watch the Jake interview too.
You have any? You don't. Let's be honest. You're done. You're checked out.
No, I'm not at all.
You're watching The Last of Us, and that's it, aren't you?
I do like The Last of Us.
Oh, it's very good. Do you watch last week?
Not yet.
You haven't watched last week?
No. Nope. I'm a week behind. I will definitely watch it though. Is it Highs Low?
It's
Bed Bath and Beyond.
It's okay. Obviously, the episode everyone's talking about was episode 3, 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
This is right there.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I can't put over The Last of Us enough. It's a ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Cody. I hear you. I am a fan of Cody. I like Cody's work. I very much asked him point blank in the interview, if you didn't hear it, about the concerns that people like myself had about it being too force-fed. He gets it, explains why he thinks it's working. And listen, this leads us back to Roman and Sammy. I do believe there's a world in which, and I do not count on it happening, I fantasy booked on Twitter this week the idea that The Rock shows up in Montreal, costs Roman the match, Sammy wins the title, Sammy and Cody for the title at Mania, The Rock and Roman for the head of the table, which, by the way, would be beautiful because, let's be honest, The Rock and Roman doesn't remotely need a title attached to it.
No. I could be wrong.
You're rarely wrong.
Very rarely wrong. But I do think we are still being we're being subtly worked that The Rock will not be at Mania or will not wrestle at Mania. The Rock has to be involved with the Bloodline storyline in some capacity. You can't go, I don't know if we can go an entire another year so The Rock could get in shape, whatever that means, to, you know, wrestle a real match. The Rock doesn't need to wrestle a whole match, okay? The Rock can do a couple of bumps and be totally fine. And, you know, I think he's in shape. Look, I don't know The Rock, but I assume that he's in shape enough to take a couple of bumps and do a couple of fun things and say a couple of fun things. We need The Rock to challenge Roman's authority and mageness at or before Mania. Come on. Now's the time. This is it. The Bloodline is never going to be hotter than it is now with the Sammy of it all. The Usos, they're breaking apart. There's only one person that can save it. Roman has the ultimate power. What can he do? The elder gods need to stop him. Paul Heyman's unstoppable. Someone needs to shut up Paul Heyman.
Who could the elders possibly send?
They gotta send Dwayne.
Dewey.
It's not even a question.
I agree. You know, I was discussing with Ariel Helwani this week because he was saying, well, why does The Rock need it? You know,
The Rock doesn't need it, but he wants it.
And I said, but to me, his want is almost to the degree that it's a need. You're telling me that this guy who has produced and starred in a TV show about his love affair with professional wrestling and what it means to his family is just going to quietly fade into that good night and never, the only thing he'll do is a Hall of Fame induction. That's all we're going to get again. He's never going to come out and have that moment that we know is the last one. I think that's impossible. I really do.
Now
he's too much of a wrestler.
It's the moment is now.
I agree. Why would it be Philadelphia? With all due respect, Deb.
Now is the moment. It's Hollywood. It's the biggest stage that Roman has ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And it is time to stop the tribal chief, the head of the table, and step aside for the original tribal chief. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we'll see. I hope we're being worked too. And I will say, you know, someone on Twitter responded, oh, really? You know, that's what you do? And then Sammy's just a transitional champion to Cody? Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good. You know what it would mean? If Sami Zayn were to somehow beat Roman Reigns in Montreal, it would be one of the most exciting live results we've ever seen. I don't think I'm overstating it. I think he'll be one of the most exciting live results we've ever seen in wrestling. And he would be the most over babyface champion on earth for 6 weeks. And then he would lose to Cody Rhodes. That is what I think.
And then Cody turns heel.
And maybe that's what it is.
I mean.
And Cody turns on Sammy. And they get to keep going with Sammy being the babyface and Cody being heel. There's so many options there.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. And it's too bad. I get very excited when I talk about it. And then I think and I go, so then let's be realistic then.
If we knew somebody who was, you know, in charge of, you know, long-term creative at the company, I mean, maybe they would, you know, make a couple of decisions like this.
You mean if we knew someone who was influential in some way in the writing room.
Had the power to maybe do something like this.
You know? Maybe they could help push some buttons so we could get
there. You got to push some buttons.
Because I Paul, and you watched the Paul Cody last week, right?
I sent Paul Heyman a text. I didn't get a response, but I'll hopefully see him this weekend. I sent Paul Heyman a love letter.
A love letter?
Yeah. About his performance a couple of weeks ago with Cody. And I told him that he is a gift to us all and that there is no, there has never been anyone like him and there never will be again.
Wow.
And that I never want him to retire because he is a part of all of our lives in such a major way. And his gift that he's given us is so integral to wrestling.
Wow. How long was this text?
A few sentences. But
that's very nice.
I mean that. And I you know, Paul is who he is, whatever. Paul Heyman is one of the great, I would put him up there with Heenan.
Yeah.
And Jesse and Gorilla and Miss Elizabeth and
JR.
JR as on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest ancillary wrestling characters of all time.
Yeah.
I would put Paul Heyman up there on the Mount Rushmore. I would put him in my top four of people who have given us a gift outside of the ring greater than anyone.
Okay, that's that four would be. Are you, we're not including Vince, right?
I think let's not include Vince. So, obviously, it's Vince, but let's not include Vince.
Okay.
Just for the purposes of, like, he takes up a spot. He's so above it all.
Let's just get Heenan out of the way.
Heenan for sure. Heenan's
Washington. Sitting right there. Yeah, he's Washington up a storm.
Yeah.
Heyman, I'm comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yep. Gorilla? Does Gorilla or Jesse make it there? I don't know. Okay.
Wait, let's keep going.
Yeah, sure. Is it JR?
Because JR, when you think about what JR did from WCW to WWE, and now to AEW, even it continues. It's an unbelievable legacy, and his voice is, I mean, literally every sort of moment, critical moment of the Attitude Era, is JR's call.
JR absolutely is on Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so then he's three.
Yep.
So now you got to choose between Gorilla, Jesse, Elizabeth,
Greg DeGeorge.
Greg DeGeorge, who's tremendous. Sean Mooney, who I'm a huge fan of.
Gary Michael Capetta.
Byron Saxton.
The Fink.
Ooh, the Fink.
Now we're having a conversation.
Former 24/7 champion and forever 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
You know what? Stop right there. What are we even talking about?
I'm four.
Yeah.
And we're done.
Yeah.
Good night and good luck.
All right, next topic.
Okay, so
no, but who is that fourth?
I don't know. I want it to stop because I don't know who it is.
And let me tell you, like, is it Shivani?
No. All due respect. No.
Is it Eric Bischoff?
No. I thought about it. No. Is it Vince Russo?
No.
Let me tell you something about why I should. I can't even do his New York accent. His New York accent is so over the top. I can't even. Brian Dippestein.
Yo, I let me tell you, I could do it pretty good.
You could do it.
I could do it pretty good.
Dippestein, listen, it's me, Vince Russo. I got a major idea to talk about. No. I'm not.
I'd have to listen to it a little bit longer. I could definitely get it down, though. I'm a great impressionist. Anyway, we welcome this topic for the mailbag. Who is your Mount Rushmore of ancillary wrestling personalities? We're not regular wrestlers.
By the way, Jimmy Hart deserves a mention.
Yeah, he does.
Deserves a mention.
This is managers, announcers.
I mean, are animals in the mix? Like, can we talk Matilda or Damien? I mean,
we could do the animal Mount Rushmore.
Oh, well, let's do it. We could do it very quickly. Damien.
Yes.
Frankie.
Yes.
Matilda.
Yes. Is it Bad News Brown's rats?
No, I'm not doing... I'm not doing the Bad News Rats. What about Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's Komodo Dragon?
He only came out a couple times. Let me just tell you something. If I were backstage in that era and Ricky Steamboat walked back there with a Komodo Dragon, I'd pass out. I would faint. Dragon is the definition of alligator AJs.
Wait. What are the things called? Not Komodo Dragons. What are the things called that when you go to, like, Puerto Rico or whatever, they're everywhere? The iguanas.
Yeah.
Are you terrified?
I don't love them. I don't want to see them.
You can't love them, and they're everywhere.
They're gargantuan, too.
At some resorts, when you first get there, it gets better as it goes on because you get used to it and realize they don't want anything to do with you. But at first dip, I found it to be so alarming.
They're gargantuan, yeah. I mean, I'm not terrified of them like I am, like, you know what? By the way, I had somebody text me a friend of mine who I've known for years, totally knows the
situation,
the scope of my fear of alligators.
Yeah.
By the way, if people are listening and think it's like funny to send me,
he'll hate you for life.
Yeah, I'll hate you forever, and I'm dead ass about the fact that I'm terrified of them and I can't even look at pictures of them.
You are such a, by the way, you are such a damaged, crazed individual.
Keep why? Going. Why? People are scared of spiders.
I know, but like.
You have tropophobia, dude.
Yeah, but like, I still watch Last of Us and it totally triggers my tropophobia. Yeah, oh yeah. The way they look, they're disgusting. The bumps.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Anyways. You're a troubled man. But anyways, what happened? You were saying
somebody sent me like a picture of like an alligator eating like a deer. And I got to tell you, I'll probably never talk to them again.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Dead as a doornail?
Dead as Jace.
TOS?
TOS potential.
Oof. All right. So those are good fun Mount Rushmore to talk about. RosenbergBeats@gmail.com if you want to email them. We are now 14 minutes away, it says, guys. 14 minutes.
We've been driving through an area that appears exactly like Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. This is exactly what it looked like.
Really?
Yeah.
What a beautiful area. Well, by the way, how could this have been the road? What did we do that made this the road? Like, we're on like the equivalent of like, it's one lane each direction. It's and like weird suburban
45 crap. Mile per hour speed limit.
Yeah, 45 mile an hour speed limit.
I could stop for a beer right now.
You dip flare already?
Yeah.
I wonder if tomorrow morning we're going to be in tons of snow.
That's why we should keep going. I would keep going. Are you getting tired?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Are you?
Yeah.
I feel great. Give me a Red Bull.
What time do you get up today?
9.
Okay. It's a bit later than me. And then what did you do? Let me guess. You sat around Howie's house on the phone all day.
Yep.
Nailed it, right?
Oh, yeah. You know me so well.
What, Mickey D's open or closed? Closed.
What, you want McDonald's?
No, I'm just curious if it was open or not. Now, I don't like that you said that with such disdain, but you should know, the audience, that we already stopped for Popeyes. That's why it would be a really aggressive move to then hit McDonald's. What was your favorite part of the Popeyes meal? I'd like to know.
All the different sauces.
You were very into having all of the sauces.
I like to try sauces. I like to see. When I was little and I used to get Burger King all the time, which was my crap of choice, mm-hmm. I would dunk the nuggets in all the different sauces at the same time and take a bite. That was my thing.
And how did it taste?
Delish.
Don't you think that the sauces at fast food restaurants are often wildly underrated?
100%.
Like, they're very, a lot of them are very, very good.
I'm one of the biggest fast food sauce guys in the biz today.
Let me tell you something.
Especially the ranch.
What I'm going to tell you right now.
Love a good ranch.
What I'm going to tell you and share with the Peckerheads on this very special Chamber Elimination Drive episode. At the University of Maryland, circa 1997, 1998, that era, when I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, etc.
Great year for wrestling
at Maryland. Yeah, and by the way, guess what? People were watching on my hallway, and in my hallway, they would watch Raw and Nitro, and I wasn't paying attention. I didn't care. I was watching Monday Night Football. I wasn't even thinking about it. Isn't that terrible? I would every once in a while like walk in on it and be like, "Oh, what are you guys doing? Wrestling? Oh yeah. Oh, Steve Austin. Yeah, I know him." It's so depressing to think about that I didn't watch it live when I had the chance. Ugh, why are you bringing it up? You're hurting me. Anyways, at Stamp Student Union, which is the University of Maryland College Park Student Union, inside Dipperstein, this is very rare because you know as well as anybody, I'm sure, McDonald's is a Coca-Cola vehicle and Taco Bell is a Pepsi vehicle.
Right? Yes.
Now, Pepsi owns Taco Bell. McDonald's just serves Coca-Cola, but you get the idea. They were both there, though. in the student union next to each other, wow. a McDonald's and a Taco Bell. Now, get ready for something tremendous. I love sauces so much that when I would go to Taco Bell and get my two crunchy taco supremes and a seven-layer burrito.
I know you, not to interrupt you, but we're both hard shell guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're hard shell guys.
Although I have to tell you, it's one of the great pains of my 40s that over the last few years, Taco Bell eliminated the seven-layer burrito,
I've never had that. I'm not a rice guy, so.
I don't understand why you have all the ingredients sitting there. Why does it need to come off the menu? I don't get it.
Well, that happens all the time.
But everything's there. You have the sour cream gun. You have the guac gun. You have the refried beans. It's all there.
You know,
there.
For my birthday this year, I want a sour cream gun. Can you buy me a sour cream gun?
Sure.
June 2nd. All right, keep going.
I would go to the Taco Bell. And when I got my crunchy taco supremes and my sweet and my seven-layer burrito, I would then stop by the McDonald's and grab sweet and sour sauces to dip my Taco Bell into.
Are you? Wow.
What are your like teas about this?
I think you're a shoplifter.
Oh, you consider that shoplifting?
I do. Like you can only go to the bathroom if you're a customer.
Oh, you follow
it's
that rule.
It's the same concept.
So you go into a gas station and they go, customers only. You go, all right, I'll get a Milky Way.
Not a Milky Way, but maybe some Black Dentine Ice or some Altoids.
You're a very honest man.
Yeah, I am. To a fault.
To a fault. You know, it's funny. That is the reputation of Hollywood agents. All right, so anything else that you want to... pepper on from the week. I'm like blanking on what happened on Raw. By the way, we didn't say today at all, rest in peace to the legendary Jerry Jarrett, who died this week, who obviously his contributions in wrestling are vast, from, of course, his own promotion to the time he spent in WWE and all over the place. The guy was just... iconic. So sending love out to Jeff Jarrett, the entire Jarrett family, and AEW. Jeff actually Double J wrestled a match on AEW this week.
So let me just say that I you gotta give it to Jeff Jarrett. Okay, I was never a big Jeff Jarrett guy, but let me tell you something. Okay, I'm watching, at the recommendation of Ted Wrestling for Sale Hirsch, I'm watching Super Clash 3 the other day at AWA. And, like, you have Jeff Jarrett in the first match or second match in the pay-per-view or in the event. I mean, he's a child in this. He's got to be 19, 20 years old or whatever. And to look at that and then watch an episode of AEW, and he's just one of those guys that you say, like, I cannot believe he is still doing this. He is still in this business. He is someone that loves wrestling and thinks it's great. Okay?
That is for sure.
I mean, Jeff Jarrett has been in this business. That was 1988. I mean, like, think about that. Like, the guy is still in the ring taking bumps and doing his thing, and, you know, so is Sting or whatever. Like, you gotta show love to Jeff Jarrett and his longevity in this industry.
How old is Jeff Jarrett?
I don't know.
54?
He's young still. I mean, old, but like young.
Hey Siri, how old is Jeff Jarrett?
I don't know Jeff Jarrett's age.
Oh,
really?
How could she not know? Oh, let's look.
How old is Jerry Jarrett? Hey Siri, how old is Jerry Jarrett?
Which Jerry?
All right,
Jerry.
I want to use this
manager,
thing.
Jerry Crystal, Jerry Club Dude, Jerry.
Jerry Club Dude. Jerry Club Dude's a great guy.
That was great. Jeff Jarrett is 55.
I nailed it. Jeez Louise.
So how old was he in 1988?
You want me to do the math for you?
Yeah.
Subtract 12, 25, 35 years from now.
He was 20. No. He was... No.
You're really struggling with this.
Wait, how old?
He was 20.
Okay, so...
He was 20 years old.
20 years old, man, at Super Clash, and he's still wrestling. It's awesome. You gotta show love to
Jeff Jarrett.
And by
the way, I like Double J. I've had the pleasure of what, you're hearing the music?
Yeah.
You're getting upset. You think this is gonna make it? You think
I don't like
the music just came on in the background. It's so faint. There's not
can't
a
can't concentrate.
You can mute it. You guys are all gonna appreciate this. There you go. It's gone now. Oh, you don't hear the difference? That's right. I've had the distinct pleasure of hanging with Double J a couple times when he did kickoff shows. And, yeah, lovely, lovely guy with an insane amount of knowledge and wisdom, most of which came from his dad, who, I mean, when you think about Tennessee wrestling, when you think about Jerry Lawler, by the way, shout out to Jerry Lawler, who's reportedly on the mend. Thank God.
Thank God, indeed.
But, yeah, man, I agree. Listen, Double J just was involved with that crazy storyline with Flair.
You know? I know. I mean, dude, I mean, he is a wrestling legend through and through. I mean, you could say whatever. He didn't draw this. Who cares? I mean, this guy, you gotta give it up, man. He lives to entertain us.
Yeah. He truly loves wrestling and believes that it is great.
Yeah.
Guys, we are now 2 minutes away from the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs.
We're really making the towns. I feel like we are. We're driving through this small town here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'll tell you what, though. I will say this. If we were to pull up and there was like some little podunk bar here, just on the principle of us being... Oh, look, a bowling alley. It's not open, is it? I would actually grab a beer just on the principle of feeling like we're making the towns.
We're going to find a bar.
I don't know if we're going to find it. I have to wake up and work. You're being crazy. Look, there's a Pizza Hut. I got news for you. Great news. There's a Pizza Hut.
You want Pizza Hut?
No. It's closed, and I don't want it, but I just want to point out that it's there.
Let me tell you who loves Pizza Hut.
You.
Brian Dipperstein.
Yeah. And so does Miss Natalie Miss Hatton M. Rossi.
Mm.
Okay, hold on. We have found it. We are here. We love you guys. We hope everyone enjoys the pay-per-view. Please tune in for the kickoff show as well. Oh, wow, there's a motel.
There's
got
to
be a
bar down there.
He just pointed it to the... You're right. There probably is a bar down there. We hope everyone enjoys the premium live event. Tune in for the kickoff show. And send us an email for next week's show at rosemarybeats@gmail.com. And also do us a favor and stay mage.
Oh, yeah. Stay mage. Enjoy yourself.
It's professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. At this time, I would like to introduce, in the corner to my left,
the Majesty.
Sweet, sweet Peter Rosenberg.
And then I went to makeup and, like, sat in front of the mirror a little bit and got myself together.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to introduce...
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Midge.